It's Sam, and today I'm speaking to Jimmy from the office here at High Peak Radio. Now, where are you at the moment, Jimmy?
Sam, at the moment I am on the Isle of Mull in the northwest of Scotland. Quite a dodgy line with a lot of wind.
Yeah, you don't half get about, do you? Now, last year you made a trip to Mongolia.
Yes, this time last year I was in Mongolia and I went to cycle basically across the country. So I set off on a plane from London Heathrow, landed in Ulaanbaatar, which is the capital city, and then cycled west towards the Altai Mountains, which is towards the Kazakh and Chinese border. I was out there for 2 months and it was absolutely incredible.
What sort of challenges did you face while you were out there?
The weather was the biggest problem. It was really, really cold a lot of the time in the evening, so like down to minus 25, which made camping very difficult. Stuff like keeping water so it wasn't frozen and keeping my bike working when it was that cold was really difficult. But also the wind, there was like a 60 mile an hour constant wind all the time, which also made cycling very difficult, and particularly keeping my tent up at night was really, really hard.
I'm sure, yeah. And why did you go there in the first place, Jimmy?
I wanted to make a film, and I wanted to make a film that was going to be interesting to watch. So I thought about lots of different ideas of things that I could do and places I could go to make a film. But Mongolia seemed to be a place that I hadn't really heard a lot about, and I don't think many people have heard that much about it really, so it was attractive to me because it's a bit unknown and people don't really know that much about it. So I thought I would go and do something a little bit different and make a film about it, which I did, and that film's actually just finished, which is really exciting.
What was the editing process like for a film like that?
The editing process was really difficult. It took me the best part of a year, basically, where I would work on it really intensively for a few weeks and do really, really long days behind the computer editing it. And then I would just not even think about it for a month or 2 months. And then I'd go back and do a really intense editing again. And it's very difficult to edit a film. First of all, you're very involved in, because it was a trip that I'd made. I'd filmed it all and then I edited it all. You become very
protective over the content, maybe.
Yeah, also very involved in it. There's certain bits of the trip that were massive to you emotionally or mentally or whatever, but actually they're not that interesting on camera. But because they were such a huge thing for you, you want to get them in there because you think they're a really important part of the story. But actually, because they're not interesting for a viewer or they're not as interesting as other parts, you have to take them out. And that took a really long time to make a film that told a story, put a message across. The message that I really wanted to put across was that you don't need a lot of money or big budgets or sponsors or anything to go and have a really cool adventure. You just got to go and do it. I had over 300 hours of footage, so trying to condense that all down into a kind of 15-minute film that told a clear story and also put across that message was quite a difficult process, but it was really, really enjoyable. I absolutely loved it.
How's the film been received then?
The film's been really well received, actually. It won an award at the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival. It won the Spirit of Adventure Silver Award.
Oh, lovely.
Which was really exciting. And it's just about embarked on pretty much a global film tour. It's going to be showing all over America and other parts of the world as well as the UK, which is really, really exciting. And all the feedback I've been getting off it is that it tells a clear story and it puts a message across that I wanted it to. So I'm really, really pleased about that.
So how can people listening watch the film or find out more?
So there is going to be a screening in the High Peak on the 10th of June at Outside Cafe in Hathersedge. So get down to Hathersedge if you want to have a look at the film. You can view it there. I'm going to be doing a talk as well about the best bits of the trip and the worst bits of the trip and all the other kind of bits in between. So 10th of June, Outside Cafe in Hathersedge. Tickets are £5, are available on the door. The doors open at 7 for a 7:30 start. But it's also online. If anybody can't make it to the talk or wants any more information about the film at all, if you go to www.jhparchive.co.uk, then you can get loads of information. You can get information on all of the places that it's screening over the next few months, and also there's some more information about that talk on there.
Lovely. The phone line has just about survived for the duration of the interview. You're right up the other end of the UK. Thanks for talking to us, Jimmy. I can't wait to see the film.
Sam, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us.